We break into our Olympic coverage and combine our audiences through SEN and SEN Flip. Jared Waitley and Kane Corns with you as the football world shudders with a quite remarkable development. It was this day last week when Alistair Clarkson passionately and completely wedded himself to the Hawthorn transition and to coaching through to the end of next year. He wedded himself to his successor, Sam Mitchell. But Caroline Wilson and Sam McClure, who have had a better read on this story than any of the rest of us, have just posted Hawthorn and its legendary premiership coach, Alistair Clarkson, will part ways at the end of the season and potentially sooner. The decision was reached on Thursday after a meeting between the Hawthorn board and Clarkson's management, in which the two parties agreed that the coach would receive a full payout. The arranged marriage between Clarkson and Sam Mitchell was further eroded earlier this week when a group of senior players confided to club bosses that the situation was proving untenable. This meeting is understood to have taken place on Wednesday and involved the senior leadership group, club boss Justin Reeves and football director Richie Vandenberg. Vandenberg and Clarkson are understood to have spoken following that meeting, and the two parties agreed that Clarkson would finish his illustrious tenure at the end of the season. In 7 days, Sam McClure and Caroline Wilson have reported the progression of this. And Kane, we find ourselves at an end point. It is quite stunning.
I sat here last Friday and we took all 11 minutes of Alistair Clarkson and his, well, it was a strange media conference, but one that I thought just put to bed any speculation. Jared, and you and I have spoken about this repeatedly, that I came away from that thinking there is not one way that Alistair Clarkson will not be the coach of Hawthorn next year. You can't cite family tragedy. You can't cite your connection with your former players and your current players. You can't reaffirm your commitment to the club and then not be there. So, but I was wrong, and I challenged Hutchie on this on Footy Classified on Monday night. He said, my gut feel is that he won't be there. There's so much water to go under the bridge before round one next year, and my gut feel is that he won't be. I challenged him on that. He was strong. I just had him on 5 minutes ago. That's Hutchie. He said the same. And then 2 minutes later, Clarkson's gone. I can't believe it. I can't remember being this shocked at a story out of Hawthorn since probably Sam Mitchell was traded, but this is bigger.
So it's been a disaster as Jeff Kennett has tried to orchestrate this. He's taken the view that he is Hawthorn and Clarkson is not. He imposed a succession plan which had no runway. It was a brief 20-minute conversation between Clarkson and Mitchell. It was explosive, evidently, in the week afterwards. And then Caroline and Sam were just so emphatic in what they were hearing. And now it looks like it is driven by the player group, that the situation that they assured us they would find a way to is untenable.
Can you remember a club handling something as poorly as this? I can't. I think it's been a PR disaster in every sense. So a journalist comes out with a story that there has been mediation, that Sam Mitchell doesn't want Alistair Clarkson there. The club comes out viciously on three fronts. Mitchell, Kennett, Clarkson. The pylon comes from the supporters and everyone in the media industry towards that journalist. And now we're in this position now. I just can't remember a club handling something as badly as this from the moment this succession plan was announced. Jared, can you remember being as messed up as this?
It's an unmitigated disaster. Jeff Kennett believes he is cleverer than every other person in the room and he fancies himself as a master politician. He has failed Hawthorn on absolutely every front as he has tried to manoeuvre this.
It's almost, I don't know if it's too dramatic, it's almost to the point where he needs to step down after this.
Definitely. It's very difficult to understand on what authority he would continue to hold the presidency at Hawthorn.
The other factor to this is it's a 1.2 million or whatever it is, whatever the number is. It's a massive number. They've written him a check. And in times like this where there are soft caps, where there are so many financial restraints, now Hawthorn will be okay because they're one of the lucky clubs that are financially stable. But you've written him a check. What happens now if he goes and coaches Carlton? And that could be every possibility. I don't know where direction this will go. There's every possibility that could happen. He may take a year off or not. They've written a cheque and then he could go and collect another cheque from another club to be paid that figure, where Hawthorn, I don't know. I'm struggling to get my head around it right now, other than to say what a complete mess that the club have made of this.
So they have the money to pay Clarkson out, but it crawls them next year. That is soft cap money. So they might be able to smooth it over a few years, but it costs them jobs within the football department or the quality of person to sit around Sam Mitchell immediately.
All of that. So, and that's for the if the players have had a say in this, they're the ones that are going to suffer, because it's going to be their medical facilities, it's going to be their doctors, their physios, their massage, their trainers, their development coaches. That's what's going to happen. And is Sam Mitchell ready? Is Sam Mitchell ready to be the coach of Hawthorn next year? I'm not sure that he is. What's to say that Sam Mitchell didn't need another year of coach of Box Hill and make it 2 years and get a really solid foundation and get the key pieces in place that he needed, his team around him? I don't know if Sam Mitchell was ready. It's just staggering that it's got to this, but a lot of people owe Caroline Wilson an apology, including me questioning Hutchie on Monday night about this. I can't believe this has happened. What a massive story.
Just straight up, Sam and Caroline had a better read than the rest of us on what was transpiring behind the scenes, no matter what was said publicly. And they wore a lot. And the other night I was contemplating the direction, the evolution of modern journalism, but this is old-fashioned journalism. They had the right read behind the scenes, and I admire both of them for it, having questioned them myself.
Yeah, and so do I. And then the other part is, just good football clubs don't leak like this. And I know that's been the commentary about that, but the accurate leaks that have been coming from Hawthorn this whole time. So, and it's not just for the people who think it's one person or one area, it's multiple leaks that are coming through. So just how far Hawthorn have fallen from being that absolute powerhouse that we all admired to this, almost a laughingstock right now. It's in the same category as Collingwood last year, isn't it, Jared, with the PR disaster that they had through the trade period, except this is a four-time premiership coach and one of the greatest coaches we've ever seen that they have sacked after he fronted the media this time last week, 7 days ago, saying that in sickness and in health, he'll be the coach of the Hawthorn Football Club. It's amazing.
It is. It's remarkable in all that's been said. On the Kennett front, I always thought his greatest humiliation was losing the unlosable election, but I think he's put up a rival here. He's undermined his football club to a desperate degree, and the sneering derision that he has toward everybody else, well, he's just jettisoned the coach of the era. And this takes us straight back to the days of Norm Smith and what Melbourne did there. And you wonder how long that it will sit over Hawthorn. He is entirely culpable for it, Jeff Kennett, and how he continues on as the Hawthorn president. I'd be fascinated to hear from the Hawks members right now as to what you believe of the strategic direction and the leadership of your football club. 1-300-736-736.
We'll take those calls, and I guess where to next? Does he coach again? Jared, who knows? Does he have
I hope
a year
he does.
Off
just, yeah, on his terms. Now, whether it's next year or he would like a year off, I hope he does. As a footy fan and someone who's covered this era, I would dearly love to see how he would go through maybe the next two jobs. I hope he doesn't go somewhere and stay for another 15 years. I would love to see him win multiple flags at multiple clubs to enshrine his legacy and legend.
He will have the final say on it. The power play between where Hawthorn go to now, you don't love comparing it to American sports, but there's a bit of Brady Belichick about it, isn't it? With Sam Mitchell being one of them and Clarko being the other one, who's going to have the last laugh on this? I mean, the footy tonight, just all sorts of avenues that open it up. What does it mean for Carlton? Collingwood, look, he was supposed to have said no to Collingwood. What the reports this week, he said, no, I'm not coming. And I thought, well, there's another example as to why. Look, there's backing up. He's staying at Hawthorn. What now? Do Collingwood pick up the phone today?
Absolutely, of course they do.
Absolutely, they have to. So for Kingsley and Voss and Scott and these players and Pike and the miss, these coaches, I should say, well, just sit back. We're going all in for Clarkson. What an opportunity it is for Collingwood.
I think Luke Sayers has to be in Alistair Clarkson's lounge room tomorrow. You can't die wondering in a moment like this. You just can't die wondering.
Well, the race now between Carlton and Collingwood, and I understand and respectful that David Teague is still in that position, but now there's a race on to get him. He's for the first time today available. He hasn't been available yet. We thought and speculated and thought this may be an option for him now that Hawthorn made that announcement. He's available right now. Go and get him. 1-300-736-736. Collingwood and Carlton fans will take your calls on that as well. It's now a race.
So let's let the Hawks fans have their say first. So Pete's on the road. Pete, welcome.
Everything was great this morning. I was listening to you, Jared. We're here in the Olympics. I went into an appointment at 9. I've come out, the world's changed. I don't know what's happened, but I can tell you while I've been sitting here, I've thought of the same examples with similar vintage, but I've thought of the same example you raised. So the example from Melbourne with Norm Smith, 50-plus years. Let's hope we don't go another 50-plus years at Hawthorn just to emulate that. I thought about the Kennett when he was premier. And the reason why I lost was arrogance. He became so arrogant, so full of himself, and it's starting to smell the same way. And I used to say about Kennedy, he was a terrible premier, but he's a great football president. And I'd hate to say that he was crap at both the end of it. I'll tell you what, they better bring in Dunstall now for a review, an internal review of where the hell the club's going before it falls to crap, and not wait till it all falls around us like Melbourne has the last 50, 60 years.
It's too late. It's all fallen in today, Pete. It's the actions have led to this precise moment. It's confounding. Jack's in Caulfield. Welcome to you, Jack.
Hey, Jared. How are you going?
Very well.
Mate, I just want to say this is the most disappointing day that I have had in my 23 years as a Hawthorn fan. This is so badly handled. This is an absolute disaster. In sickness and in health is what we were told last week. And he's been shown the door. A four-time premiership winner. It is absolutely and utterly disgusting.
Jack, that's just cutting straight to the point. Michael's in Mount Dandenong. Hello, Michael.
Good morning, gentlemen. Look, I'm a little bit of a different opinion. I think that we're a year away from seeing Sam as head coach, and I dispute that he's not ready to coach. I think anyone who's seen Box Hill play this year with the list they have would be very pleased to have Sam Mitchell as senior coach of Hawthorn Football Club next year. And this is a player-led thing. It wasn't anything to do with Jeff or Sam. I think that, they are clearly seeing that next year would be a year in stasis without any forward movement. And they've called the club on that, and I think the right decision's being made. So to can Jeff and his presidency of Hawthorn, I think, is a little bit premature. Let's see what happens next year. Perhaps we'll see a good upturn.
Michael, thank you. Kane, it's great to get all views.
Well, they've handed him $1.2 million, so he may as well have had a bonfire with $1.2 million and the flow-on effects of that. You've got to factor that in as well, and the treatment of an absolute legend of the club. Now, there's no positive spin on this. There isn't. 3 weeks ago, they announced a succession plan. Last week, they absolutely came out front foot, all guns blazing, and criticised the reports of this. And a week later, he's gone. There is no sugarcoating. This has been one of the biggest disasters we've seen at the club from a PR perspective in a long, long time.
Josh is in Hampton. Welcome to you, Josh.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. Just a quick one. Absolute disgrace. I've been a Hawks supporter now for 35 years and a member for 3. And how they've done Clarko here, it's a genuine shocker. You let him walk, when he wants to. And I don't think, Sam Mitchell will probably be a good coach. I think he's got the good traits. But Clarko, come on. What are we doing? What are we doing? The club inside needs to have a look at themselves. It's an absolute disgrace.
Josh, thank you. Amrit is the Hawthorn member. Amrit, welcome.
Good day, mate. How are you?
Very well.
Well, believe me or not, mate, even you, Kano, I'm in tears, mate. Pulled off my truck up at work on the side of the road. As soon as I heard the news, absolutely shattered, mate. One thing, never been a fan of our president, Jeff Kennett. He needs to go, mate. He just needs to go. Piss him off. And second thing, I won't be renewing my membership. I'll wait for a little while. Let all the information come out, what has happened actually. Even I was listening to the show last week on Friday, as Kane said, when Clarkson was talking about whatever we spoke about, 13, 14 minutes, just can't believe what has happened. He's been pushed out of the door. I won't be renewing my membership with them at all. And it doesn't mean I'm going to go and support any other team, but I'm in tears right now.
Amrit, thank you. What's the over-under, Kane, on how long, how many pages Jeff's letter to the members will be later today?
Well, and once again, they've been beaten to the announcement by some journalists, to use your work, that have beaten them to it. So they've lost control once again of the story. It's been broken by Sam McClure and Caroline Wilson before the club's probably even had a chance for Jeff to pull out his typewriter and make this letter. And I just keep thinking of, you know, Sam Mitchell. Coaching's hard enough, isn't it, Jared? Like, coaching, particularly as a rookie coach, what he's walking into now and the scrutiny that he's going to be under, it's almost unfair. The club have set him up to fail in a way. Now, he may be good enough to overcome this, like Nathan Buckley was with Collingwood and Mick Malthouse, but this has amplified what he's walking into in his first year as a rookie coach, which is supposed to be 2023. It's now 2022. I keep feeling, you know, enormous sympathy for what, you know, what Sam's about to walk into. I'm not sure he's ready for it.
Adam's in Pakenham. Hello, Adam.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we?
Good, Adam.
Well.
That's good. Sorry, boys. Yeah, well. So going back 6 months ago, I heard a rumour that Jeff Kennett had told, you know, through the grapevine, his son ended up telling someone I know that,
Clarkson?
The coach of Hawthorn
Mitchell?
Wouldn't be, yeah, Clarkson, sorry. Yeah, no, yeah, Clarkson wouldn't be there any longer, and he will be coach of Essendon in the short coming up in the next few years. And I said that's not going to happen because Ben Rutten has just been signed. Clarkson's still got time on his contract, so that's not going to happen. As soon as it broke a few weeks ago that Mitchell was taking over, he rang me straight away and said, I told you. So it may have legs.
Yes, well, I'm sure Essendon's not part of that equation, but the forcing out of Clarkson, you got the earliest mail of all. Shane's in North Fitzroy. Hello to you, Shane.
G'day, Jared. G'day, Kano. Great coverage, Jared, and well done, Kane, for this SEN flip.
Thanks.
I'm a paid-up Hawthorn member for many, many, many years, and I just want to say, I'd love to get your thoughts. First of all, why would Jeff Kennett think that it's a great idea to get rid of the best coach of, you can almost argue, of all time? Why would that be a good idea? Why wouldn't they have just let Mitchell go to Collingwood, ply his craft there for a couple of years? Why would you try to replace the best coach of the modern era with someone that's untried, just on the whim that he might be okay, and he's a club legend? For the life of me, I cannot answer that question, because you would not get rid of the best coach of the modern era. We've got a great young list coming through. I think it's very underrated. And you wouldn't want anyone else but Alistair Clarkson. And I'll tell you right now, Jeff Kennett, if you're listening, and I hope you are, you need to go right now. Start walking out the door, pal.
Shane, thank you. We weren't in delay, and that's poor by us. Let's try to have a civil conversation around this where passions are clearly inflamed, but it is a privilege to be on air and speaking to the community. So we need to be better than that, and we would ask that in one instance, at least, you be better than that. There's a critical conversation to be had in football today, and the lines are open, 1-300-736-736. So apologies for what went to air previously, and we will all do better.
The last point, I think it was Shane that made it, Jared, that the choice to prioritise Mitchell over Clarkson, that was the first mistake I think they made. Now, if Alistair Clarkson wasn't your guy and you didn't think that was the case, that's okay, but let him coach out until the end of next year and see out his contract. And if Sam Mitchell needs to go, you can let him go. I mean, I think Sam Mitchell at his stage is replaceable. And you can go and get another coach if Alistair Clarkson's not the one, and you move on after his contract has expired. The first mistake they made was prioritising a rookie coach who we don't know how successful he is going to be over someone who's the greatest, one of the greatest ever. And I said that at the time, and continues to be the case. That was the first error they made.
Gary's in Mornington. Welcome, Gary.
As a 30-year member of Hawthorn, feel very sad that we've gone down this road, whereas we have a board that leaks like a sieve. And I think the president, the general manager of the board, need to step down at the next election, and we need a clean out so that we can get our house in order.
It's that thought from Hawthorn members is critical today, I think, as to what they would like at the top of their football club after the horrendous mishandling of a coaching succession plan. Ian's in Ringwood. Welcome to you, Ian. Have I got you there, Ian? No, should we try Daniel in Essendon? Hello, Daniel.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Very well.
Well, my opinion is I think the club, you know, it's bigger than the individual. I think everyone's sort of getting it out of hand here in the Clarkson. He's been a legend and so forth for so long. So is Mitchell. But at the end of the day, the club is bigger than the individual, and the club's got to move forward with what they see fits best for them.
Yep, Daniel, thank you for adding your thoughts. Let's join Alan in Sydney. Hello to you, Alan.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm an onlooker from Sydney, as you said, and I'm a Swan supporter from way back. I was there when they lost 26 games in a row, and I'm wondering if the Melbourne sporting journalists are going to perhaps apologise to Caroline Wilson.
Yeah, that's going to be a long queue, Alan.
There's a few.
So I used the phrase on Monday night of just sort of thinking back on what you say along the way. It was Tuesday night. I said, I might be naive, and I am. So you want to believe the best of people, and that your word is oak. And when something gets said so strenuously and guarantees attached to it, I want to believe that. So I'm a little bit shaken on that front today, I must admit.
Yeah, so am I, Jared. And so as this story emerges, and once again, you don't want to jump the gun here, it may have been, and this isn't the way it reads, but it may have been Hawthorn sacking Alistair Clarkson today. So taking that out of his hands. So he may have wanted to continue on and live by the word that he's given us repeatedly, not just last Friday, repeatedly, from the moment this announcement has been made. He said, people are questioning whether I'll be there. I'll be laughing at them because they don't know me and they don't understand my loyalty. So I'm thinking the only way this has happened, to take Alistair Clarkson for his word, to use your example there, and I'm in exactly the same boat, is that they may have just sacked him and said, look, you know, you want to be here, but you're not. That's the only way that this can be salvaged from an Alistair Clarkson point of view as well, and that will clearly emerge in the next coming days. But I'm thinking the same. You know, what have I said? I just believed him. And I don't know. And I questioned Hutchie on that on Monday night, and I said, Hutchie, give us one example of how he's not there after what he said. And Hutchie was all over it. There's been others that have been as well. But there was a lot that were with you and I, and a lot that sort of have to scratch their heads thinking, gee, what did I say? Because I believed him.
We're going to stay together, Kane. We're going to dip in and out of Olympic finals as we go along, and we'll put the Olympics out on flip. But this is such a momentous moment. We'll stay together and provide a hybrid coverage together. 1-300-736-736. Ian is there now in Ringwood. Hello, Ian.
Oh, good morning, Jared. Good morning. Look, 50-year member of the Hawks. My view is a little bit different to a lot of people who have been ringing in. I've seen in the last 3 or 4 years, Clarkson's a lot of his coaching has dropped away. Hasn't been up to scratch. And with particular respect to recruiting, our recruiting has been, quite simply, pretty ordinary. I don't think he's ever going to have been part of the future. I think Sam Mitchell is. And it's a sad day that it's come to this, but I think the future looks bright under Sam Mitchell.
It's a positive way.
Yeah, it's a terribly difficult circumstance under which to take control, I think. Just an Olympic update, Kane. The women's eights in the rowing final finished fifth. The gold medal taken by Canada, from New Zealand and China. Australia in fifth position there. And the men's eights on the water at the moment are, they are not in medal contention as we look at it. So Great Britain and the United States, New Zealand, Germany, and the Netherlands are fighting out the medals there. Australia is in sixth position. We are staying together. 1-300-736-736. The news of the day. Hawthorn and its legendary premiership coach, Alistair Clarkson, will part ways at the end of the season and potentially sooner. It is the story broken by Caroline Wilson and Sam McClure, who have had a better read on it than any others across the football landscape. 1-300-736-736. So our breaking coverage of what you're calling a dumpster fire at Hawthorn, and it's hard to argue with that. Caroline Wilson and Sam McClure reporting, Hawthorn and its legendary premiership coach, Alistair Clarkson, will part ways at the end of the season and potentially sooner. The decision was reached on Thursday after a meeting between the Hawthorn board and Clarkson's management, in which the two parties agreed that the coach would receive a full payout. The arranged marriage between Clarkson and Sam Mitchell was further eroded earlier this week when a group of senior players confided to club bosses that the situation was proving untenable. Your messages, Steve, in Patterson's Lakes, perhaps Clarkson said he was definitely staying to force Hawthorn's hand into sacking him and getting a payout. And Caroline said, as Flip rejoins our coverage of the Hawthorn breaking story, Kane Corns is with me, as Caroline said, he didn't refute what she said about Mitchell wanting to coach next year. That's Steve in Patterson Lakes. Absolute disgrace by Kennett. It's not Clarkson coaching. It's been Hawthorn's recruiting. This is going to be a huge cloud on the club for a very long time. Tyson in Berwick. Holy hell, this changes things for the Blue Boys. I was hoping they'd hang on to Teague, but Clarko's mongrel is just what our playing group needs. I reckon he could do something special with the top-end talent we've got. Cheers. From Darren, Jared Waitley and Kane Corns covering this story for you. Kane, this is Tony Charlton broke the Norm Smith Melbourne story. This is what that day must have been like, just without the talkback radio to go with it.
I just nearly falling off my chair. I was ready to talk about some other things and just saw this pop up. It's one of those monumental days, isn't it, where you see this and it's been building up to this with, as you, I think the word naive from my perspective has been there. I just didn't see this happening. I just listened to Alistair Clarkson this time last week, 11 minutes off the top, basically telling us why he's coaching at Hawthorn next year. And a week later, he's gone. It's unbelievable. We've heard from Mitchell on your show. I'm now questioning what he said and the accuracy of what he was telling your audience and by extension the Hawthorn fans. I'm certainly questioning Jeff Kennett and now Alistair Clarkson, which isn't a great position to be in for any of those individuals and by extension a really dark day for the Hawthorn Footy Club.
It's a disastrous day. The Tokyo Aquatic Centre will see the 100 metres freestyle final at the Olympics. Kate Campbell and Emma McKeon at 11:59. We will take that race and then we will go our separate ways, Kane. So we'll have this hour together as we take your calls. Robert is on the road. Robert, welcome.
Hey, guys. Absolutely devastated. I think the way they've gone about this, it's not what we stand for as a football club. And as Kane touched on before, I'm now questioning Sam Mitchell, and I sat here for half an hour excuse me, listening to him 2 weeks ago deny everything, and then this has happened. He's lost a lot of trust. I don't know how we can trust him, and as for Jeff, I hope he's not there next year.
You don't damage the stocks of the incoming coach. It's one of the absolute fundamentals, and it's hard to believe Hawthorn haven't done that, Kane.
Well, they have done that, Jared. I think they've just set him up to fail, really. I mean, he can get over this. And look, early wins will solve the issues next year, but I don't think he's necessarily ready to coach, and he's not going to have a list that he's ready to compete. So the fact that with the Nathan Buckley and the Collingwood situation, at least he had a list that, without sort of explicitly remembering who was on their list at the time, one that could compete with some senior players. Sam Mitchell's got nothing in terms of the list that you would least want out of all the 18 clubs. And I've said this a number of times, Hawthorn is 18th. I'd have North Melbourne's list. I'd have every other team's list in front of Hawthorn. So you've got that. You've got this distraction. You've got a guy who wasn't going to be coach or ready to coach now in the chair. You've got one of the greatest ever walking out the door. I can't remember a tougher task for a rookie coach to walk into a club. It's just an unbelievable situation that they have placed Sam Mitchell in. Now, he may be able to get things together quickly and do what other clubs have done and be able to rebound quickly, but I can't see a possibility that they can win more than five games next year. And the media scrutiny that's going to come with it's going to be extreme.
It sits squarely with the president. Ali is in Thomastown. Hello, Ali.
Hello, Jared. Hello, Kane. How you going?
Hey, Ali.
Hey, bud. Just a question. How do we know this is actually 100% confirmed? Because we haven't heard anything from Hawthorn yet. We're just hearing from Caroline.
I'm trusting this. This is reported as facts.
I'm believing this one. Yep. I'm not making that mistake again, Jared.
No. One's bitten twice shy for all of us. Ross is in Fremantle. Hello to you, Ross.
Yeah, hi, guys. This has been orchestrated by Kennett, but just as equally Sam Mitchell, who is a very shrewd operator and operates in the shadows as he did in his playing career. And when you did that interview, Jared, I was shocked that everyone bought into what he was saying. He's such a smart operator and so savvy, but he's also deceptive. And him and Kennett are equally involved because they need to be a team. You can't have one without the other when making this decision. Clarkson, getting the full payout, he didn't back down on his word. He's obviously given the boot with full pay. Otherwise, he would have stayed for his contract. So it's Sam Mitchell and Jeff Kennett that have deceived everybody.
And this is the problem, is you damage the new man into the job. The fact that Clarkson is reportedly getting the full payout tells you that is that he has been shuttled off. I got a question for you, Kane. Should Clarkson coach on Sunday when the Hawks play Brisbane?
Yeah, I was just looking at that now. So, and usually he does his media conference the day before the game. So he would be scheduled to face the media tomorrow. What's the point of him coaching now? I'd be, if it was me and I was the club, I'd be removing that now and getting through that distraction. It's going to be, you know, 2, 3 weeks, 4 weeks of absolute pain. But why would Alistair Clarkson coach for the rest of the year? There's four games left with what's happening now. And I was thinking and going to ask you the question about, you know, how do they manage it now? I mean, so much damage has already been done. There's no mitigating the damage, but how do you make it as least damage as possible from a media point of view? Do you get all three of them together for the first time?
Absolutely
not. How do you go about it?
No, you've lost. You fold your hand.
You give up.
You fold your hand and you Jeff releases. I'm a 3.5-page letter, I think, where you thank Alistair Clarkson for his service, try to explain why the players believed it was untenable, and announce that Sam Mitchell is coaching on Sunday. There is a point where you have to stop bleeding, and then Alistair Clarkson, in the cold light of day, can do his own interview, Norm Smith style, and have his say on how he's been betrayed by the football club that he'd pledged himself to.
Do you think he coaches on Sunday?
No, I think it would be absurd.
Nah.
It would be a great indignity to the coach of the era to insist that he coach on Sunday. And it would be spineless from the club. Is now you have to live with it now. And you've sacked him. So first you'd ushered him out, and now you've sacked him. So have the kahunas to do it properly.
It's a sad way, isn't it? If it ends like this without, you know, I mean, it never ends with a fairy tale, rarely, if ever. But this way is as messy as it gets. For him not to be able to say goodbye on his own terms and to thank the people that he needed to thank. Now, he's managed it. Apart from, you know, questioning his integrity, but in terms of calling the club's bluff, he's managed it beautifully. He's forced their hand to do this and, to use your words, sack him in the end and pay him out full pay. I mean, all 1.2 million of it, full pay. So he's managed it nicely, but I am questioning a little bit his word, and that's just natural considering how strong he was this time last week. But it's a sad situation unfolding right now.
Joel is in Eltham. Hello, Joel.
G'day, Jared. How are you going?
Very well, thank you.
That's the way. Look, I'm 19 years old. I've been a member of this club for 15, 16 years. And as Terry Wallace once said, I'll spew up. This is just dreadful. I can't believe the mismanagement of how this transition process is gone. I really thought it'd be a smooth transition at the end of next season. And I just think Jeff Kennett, that his days are numbered. He's potted Clarkson at every opportunity he has throughout the career. And, you know, he called for his head. I think it was in 2009, was it 2010? And obviously he's had something to say here. I just can't believe it. It feels like Gough Whitlam when he was sacked by John Kerr. It's just dreadful.
Well said, Joel. So now we move on, don't we, Jared? And where to next? Now, does Alistair Clarkson coach next year is the next question. So Collingwood are ready. One of the biggest clubs right now, they don't have a coach. So they can move now. And the connection with Wright and Clarkson is there. The pressure that puts on Carlton to either make a call is it time now to move from David Teague so that you can get Alistair Clarkson in? So this is how quickly this is going to move. And Carlton fans, if they could get Alistair Clarkson, I think 85% would put their hand up and say yes. Now, what they serve up tonight, who knows? But just the extra pressure it puts on this Carlton review to make a call whether Teague is the guy. If not, can't wait to the end of the season now.
No.
If David Teague isn't your man, you make the call now. Otherwise, you miss out on at least the prospect of having a crack at getting one of the best we've seen. So that's the next layer, and that's how quickly this story will move.
Zach is in Coburg. Welcome to you, Zach.
Yeah, Jared. As a 22-year-old Hawks fan growing up, really only ever lived through the Clarkson era. My earliest memories are my dad telling me that Hawthorn have got this new coach that no one's really heard anything about. So it's my whole life of football, really. And I always thought that the day that he left would be a day of reflection and celebration, but it's really just clouded by Jeff Kennett's arrogance. He's always thought that he has known better than Clarkson. And I just wonder how much of this decision in the big picture is Kennett worried about legacy leaving, setting up Dingley, setting up the AFLW Hawthorn team and instilling the future coach, and whether that's why this decision has been made in such haste and the timing and PR has been abysmal, really, and the mishandling of club champion of the generation is just devastating, and it should have been a day to reflect and celebrate, but unfortunately it's not.
It should never end like this, Zach. Hey, if we should do this, Kane. If we had a snap election now, voting for Hawthorn people voting for either Clarkson or Kennett, if you were going to forecast that, we should put this out on Twitter. It might be good for you for the rest of the afternoon. Where do you think it would land? Would Clarkson be Steve Brax to Jeff Kennett's Jeff Kennett?
What was the WA election just recently? Martin McGowan, was it? I don't know, it was in the 90s, wasn't it? It'd be that, wouldn't it? I mean, we might put a Twitter poll up. Who were you voting for if you could have one? If it was an election, I think we all know the answer to that. It's going to be really tough for Jeff to continue to walk through those doors.
Bart's in Don Vale. Welcome to you, Bart.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I've got a take that I heard a few weeks ago is that Dan Mitchell wants Chris Newman as his 2IC beside him. Now, because he was, as it was said a few weeks ago, that they were staying on, Chris Newman's been found out by Richmond to go there as an assistant there. I reckon that's got a lot to do with the shuffling of the chairs behind the scenes as well, I've been told, and Clarkson is definitely going to the Blues. That is what I've been told by people at Carlton and other people I know. As for Jeff Kennett, well, he's always been a bit of smokes and mirrors. He got the AAA rating from Victoria because he sold everything off. even anyone could have done that. And now look where we are as a state. No electricity companies, no, everything's privatised. So, yeah, it's making it hard for everyone else now. We've got rid of state tech schools as well.
But thank you. The mind runs in many different directions today. Alan's on the road. Hello, Alan.
Guys, can I just have about 30 seconds? I've been a member since 86, except for 3 years I was overseas. But I just want to say 3 points very quickly. I feel there's going to be a little bit of resentment from members towards Sam Mitchell, which is very unjust because they see him as the one who eventually cost Clarkson's job, which is unfair, I know. Secondly, compared to what Collingwood's done with Adam Terrell and all that, paying this coach $1.2 million not to do his job, I reckon we're becoming the laughing stock of the frigging AFL. Thirdly, could you imagine Alan Jeans, the only other four-time premiership coach, being treated like this? I mean, this guy has bought into the family, wholesome family thing, and have they treated him like a family? Now, I don't care who's at the helm. It can't just be Jeff Kennett. Guys like Reeves or the other board members should have had some say in this. I know it's untenable for him to stay with Sam Mitchell, but Sam Mitchell's only a Box Hill coach, and I know he helped at West Coast. He's no Alistair Clarkson. They should have let him do his thing until 2022. And I'll tell you, I'll still be a member. I may not go to many games, but I just think it's unfair how Sam Mitchell has to be treated like this or felt like this from a lot, because a lot of the guys that I speak to feel the same way. And I think it's pretty unfair. They should all, as the board and everybody else, be ashamed of themselves. Sorry to say that. Anyway.
Alan,
that's all I have to say.
It's a salient point that you make. We're getting dozens and dozens of texts which will serve us along the way, and a lot saying, I can't get through. The lines are chockers, and we're just going to keep working through them. Kane, you'll have it from 12 and just keep servicing over the next 3 hours. One of the most dramatic days we've had in footy in many a year. Daniel in Hoppers Crossing. Hello to you, Daniel.
Look, I'm a Carlton member. I just want to say, first of all, I feel really sorry for Alistair Clarkson to be betrayed this way by his board, by his president, by one of his players. I can't imagine what he's going through. But being a Carlton member, I can see a great opportunity for Luke Sayers to pick up the phone and try and get the best coach, probably of the modern era, to Carlton and bring them back to the promised land, really, and get them the premierships. And after all the suffering they've gone through for the last 20 or so years, to get the Blues back to where they belong.
Well, that's the call now, isn't it, for Carlton? If he's not your guy, why wait? As I've said, you have to make the call now, just so you have the opportunity to go and get Alistair Clarkson. I think with the way that he works, he's not going to be interviewed by Carlton while they still have a coach. That gives Collingwood the head start. If he wants to coach again, a lot of water to go under the bridge, Jared. But the pressure is now firmly on Carlton to make that decision.
The exit polls are running 95% Clarkson, 5% Kennett. So just the early temperature taker as they leave the polling booths, 95% Clarkson, 5% Kennett. And sometimes the exit polls just hold all the way through. Connor's on the road. Hello, Connor.
Hello, Jared. Hello, Kane. That was a nice early surprise, I will admit that. I feel bad for Clarkson, though.
Who do you support first? You must be a Collingwood supporter.
I am, Kane. Now, I want to say my father wants Clarkson, and that would make his Christmas and the rest of his birthday to the day he dies. So I will say this. Graham Wright, Mark Anderson, everyone at Collingwood, 5 years, $10 million. Get Clarkson or face the reality that your greatest enemy could have Clarkson as coach. I do not want Carlton touching Clarkson. I want him in Collingwood colours. And if he isn't there next year, I'm going to be very disappointed. That's all I'm going to say.
And that's what's going to happen. So I think the Connor's view there from, you know, now that he's available, everything else goes out the window. During the week, we were told off limits for Collingwood's going to stay at Hawthorn. Now he's not. As you said, Jared, Luke Sayers, get Clarkson in your lounge room or you get in his tomorrow. But to do that, I think you need to make a call on David Teague. Collingwood with the early running in the race for Alistair Clarkson right now.
You probably need a little bit of government permission as well, because I think no one's allowed in the home. They might rendezvous somewhere in public.
Oh, imagine that. Imagine the journalism for the pictures of Sayers and Clarkson. Yes. What they would sell for right now.
If you can provide them, we've probably got something for you. Mark's in Limestone Coast. Mark, welcome.
G'day, guys. A question for Kane. I want to put him back being a player. And if he could hypothetically imagine he was part of the players, apparently it was player-driven, he was part of the players that, decided to get rid of Clarkson. How could you look Clarkson in the eyes if he's going to be coaching you this weekend? Question.
Well, he can't. If it's a player's call, he can't. Alistair Clarkson, and that he will find that out. He would know that now. You can't walk in there and look those players in the eye. I don't know if players have that much power, though. I think that the player, particularly for Hawthorn and where they're at, I mean, they're 17th on the ladder. I mean, which play? It's not as if it was Hodge and Mitchell and Lewis and Roughhead that could walk in and say, we want him out. Who at Hawthorn is going to walk in to Jeff Kennett and say, we can't be coached by Alistair Clarkson? What is it? Will Day or Chad Wingard or Luke Bruce? Jack, please. I can't get my head around the fact that that group of players with where Hawthorn are at right now, and nothing against them, this isn't a powerful playing group that have a lot of say and a lot of power. It's not Hawthorn from 2014, that sort of period. So I find that hard to believe that those players could have that much power and the club would listen to that, would be my sceptical view.
Okay, so was that Peter or am I up to Peter? I'm up to Peter. Peter in Essendon. Welcome, Peter.
Good morning, Jared and Kane. I hope he does not choose Carlton for the fact is he'll end up like Malthouse and Pagan, etc., etc. They will burn him, guaranteed. He's better off going to Collingwood. I'm not a Collingwood supporter, but I'll tell you what, Carlton will end up burning him, like I said, with those names of Pagan and Malthouse, etc. That's what I think.
I don't see that as Clarkson's trajectory. I don't. I think I can see a second club, splendid success, Hawthorn lament for decades to come, and we get a look at him building it again. And depending on, I mean, he'll wait for the right opportunity. He will now be in the position where he'll potentially have three choices. He can assess Collingwood, who are going to be in the early stages of a build. He can assess Carlton, who notionally have most of the pieces, or he can take his gap year and then have a look at the coaching landscape thereafter. He won't rush to something. He won't be seduced to something. He'll be really calculated, I think, about what he suits him, because he's a heart and soul coach. He's always said, I reckon he said they'll have to carry me in a box. And guess what? They just carried him out of Hawthorn in a box.
Yeah. I'm actually I've got Benny to go back and the magnificent producers back there to have a bit of a listen to what was said, because you do forget, but it was as emphatic as you get. Carlton's the pick for me. Like if I'm choosing at the moment, Carlton could be a 5-goal better side by just a ruthless coach going there throughout the preseason and restructuring what they do defensively. To your point, they've got the pieces. If I'm choosing, I'm choosing Carlton. But right now, they've still got a coach, of course.
Khan's in Bandura. Well, Bandura, welcome to you, Khan.
Hey, boys. I agree with it. I agree with the decision. I think since the glory years, we've been going a bit backwards. We've kicked 100 points 3 times in 30 games. We're too defensive, and every game is a scrap. And his time's up. I just agree with it. Look at the facts.
What about the way that it's happened, Khan?
It's messy, but nothing's ever easy.
Good man. It's good to get the alternate view. It's been pretty rare so far in what we've done. Billy's in Brighton. Welcome to you, Billy.
Oh, this is the darkest day in Hawthorn's history. The leaks, the lies, the deception, for it to end like this, it's irreconcilable. There's absolutely no way to spin this. The entire board have failed us members. I'm a fanatical, diehard Hawthorn supporter for 4 decades. I feel like someone's just died. It's like a 9.9 earthquake. This will be a very, very profound period of mourning. This is more than sport. Clarko epitomises the fabric of Hawthorn. For 2 decades, he was our leader. And John Kennedy Sr., he handed him the baton as the modern-day godfather. The worst part is that we can't give him a send-off. I'm not sure what happens from here, but I nearly drove off the road hearing this. It's just, yeah, that's about it.